From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Trump administration joining harsh international condemnation of Russia for a nerve agent attack on a former Russian spy and his daughter in Britain and blamed on Moscow. Meantime, the White House is imposing fresh sanctions on Russia, directly blaming them for interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Here's President Trump.
Very sad situation. It certainly looks like the Russians were behind it. Something that should never, ever happen.
In the past, Mr. Trump has appeared reluctant to criticize Russia or President Vladimir Putin or to take strong action against Russia. U.S. Special Counsel Robert Mueller widening his investigation of Russian interference in the election and subpoenaed documents at the Trump Organization, President Trump's global business empire. White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
We're going to continue to fully cooperate out of respect for the special counsel. We're not going to comment for any specific questions about the Trump Organization. I'd refer you there.
Trump Organization spokesperson did not immediately respond to a request for comment. United Nations Security Council has renewed its peacekeeping mission in South Sudan for another year and threatened an arms embargo if fighting continues. Ethnic violence and civil war broke out 2 years later between forces loyal to President Salva Kiir and his former Vice President Riek Machar. A peace agreement has failed to take hold. Thousands of civilians fled the rebel-held eastern Ghouta town of Hamariya as the Syrian army continues to make inroads into the last major rebel stronghold in the area. Scores of wounded and 6 people have been evacuated this week already. This is VOA News. Turkey took issue with a motion approved by the European Parliament calling for a halt to Ankara's military offensive in northern Syria's Afrin region, saying it demonstrated clear support for militants. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan.
Avrupa Parlamentosu'nda Afrin'le alakalı olarak.
He says there is a lady at the European Parliament who made such a request. He said the Parliament should not get its hopes up because Turkey is not leaving Syria until the job is done. Turkey is pursuing the Syrian Kurdish YPG militia, which considers the YPG a terrorist organization that is affiliated with the outlawed Kurdistan Workers Party, which has carried out a 30-year insurgency against the Turkish state. Washington Post newspaper reporting that President Trump has decided to replace H.R. McMaster as his national security advisor. The newspaper also reported McMaster's ouster as part of a major shakeup at the top levels of the administration, prompting fears that there will be other departures at the White House. Earlier in the week, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson was fired and replaced with CIA Director Mike Pompeo. A group of asylum seekers being held in U.S. detention centers filed a class action suit against the Department of Homeland Security. The suit was filed on behalf of 9 detained asylum seekers from Haiti, Venezuela, and other countries. Suit claiming that Homeland Security had violated U.S. law by refusing to allow entire groups of asylum seekers to be released on parole from prisons and detention centers while their applications are decided. A pedestrian bridge in the U.S. state of Florida, which has only been up for a few days, collapsed over a highway, crushing several cars. Police say there is a full search and rescue operation underway at the site. They say 8 cars were trapped under the rubble. A number of collapsed victims are being treated at a local hospital, where Dr. Mike McKinney spoke with reporters.
This is the biggest casualty all at one time. We run mass casualty drills regularly, and we've routinely gotten smaller numbers, 3, 4, 5, 8 patients at a time. But 10 level ones at one time was, you know, our biggest.
The bridge also set to open for pedestrians next year. South Korea will kick off working level preparations for its upcoming summit with North Korea. But fresh observations show the North is still forging ahead with its nuclear program that could hamper denuclearization talks that are on the horizon. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And we're always available on the VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.